Good afternoon. For WVAS News, I'm Melanie Hogan. Alabama State Troopers say they investigated 386 traffic accidents, resulting in 161 injuries and 9 deaths during the 4th of July holiday period. The Alabama Department of Public Safety reported the numbers for the 120-hour 4th of July holiday period from July 4th to July 8th. Troopers said 94 motorists were arrested for driving under influence of alcohol or drugs. The first public testimony about a shooting spree at an Auburn pool party could come in a court hearing for Montgomery man facing 3 counts of capital murder and 2 counts of assault. A district judge will hold a preliminary hearing this afternoon at 3 p.m. in Opelika for 22-year-old Desmonte Leonard. Lee County prosecutors will try to show Judge Russell Bush that there is enough evidence to send the case to a grand jury for possible indictment. Defense attorneys hope to question Jeremy Thomas, an eyewitness who was with Leonard when 3 people were killed and 3 wounded. Thomas will be sentenced Thursday after he pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the 2011 shooting death of a 14-year-old girl in Montgomery. In other news, attorney Eric Holder said Tuesday he opposes a new photo ID requirement in Texas elections because it would be harmful to minority voters. In remarks to the NAACP in Houston, the attorney general said the Justice Department will not allow political pretexts to disenfranchise American citizens of their most precious right.
Only 8% of white voting age citizens, while 25% of African American voting age citizens lack a government-issued photo ID.
Under the law passed in Texas, Holder said that many of those without IDs would have to travel great distances to get them, and some would struggle to pay for the documents they might need to obtain them. Police in Mobile say they've arrested a 17-year-old boy in the slaying of a woman who was shot to death after yelling at a speeding car to slow down. Authorities say Wendy Fisher was outside her home on Saturday evening when she yelled at a driver to slow down in the neighborhood. Police say a male got out and fired at Fisher, killing the mother of 2. Fisher's teenage daughter says her mother was worried a car would hit their dog. It was not immediately clear what charges the teenager will face. The state of Alabama is blocking renovation work on a school that was damaged by last year's tornadoes because of a paperwork problem. Workers have been making improvements to the old gymnasium at Pisgah High School in Jackson County. The campus still has significant damage from twisters. But WAAY-TV reports that the Alabama Building Commission told the county superintendent to shut down the work because architects never submitted their plans to the state for approval. Residents are upset about the holdup. They say Superintendent Ken Harding should have known about the requirement. Harding isn't commenting, but the director of the state commission says work can resume once architects submit the proper documents for approval. In your entertainment news, former great Evander Holyfield is moving out of his multi-million dollar mansion in Metro Atlanta. Holyfield reportedly owes more than $14 million on the house in Metro Atlanta, including federal taxes. The former heavyweight champion is from Atmore, Alabama. Thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Look for your highs in the lower 90s, a chance of rain at 60%. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a 50% chance of thunderstorms, your lows in the lower 70s. Thursday, thunderstorms likely once again, a 60% chance of rain with your highs in the lower 90s. Thursday night, more of the same, mostly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of rain showers, your lows in the lower 70s. And looking ahead to your Friday, expect mostly cloudy skies, a 50% chance of rain with your highs in the lower 90s. Friday night, mostly cloudy once again, and a 30% chance of rain, your lows in the lower 70s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.